Page number 43. Lesson 10. A Strange Wrestling Match. Part 1. The synopsis for the first part of the story. Everybody believed that Vijay Singh, the famous wrestler, was unbeatable. Vijay Singh was a bit boastful at times. Once he took it upon himself to fight a ghost. Now the story. There was once a wrestler called Vijay Singh, a tall man with massive shoulders and muscular arms. He towered over others like a giant. Vijay Singh, people said, was a born wrestler and could beat all other wrestlers in the world. This Pahalwan had but one shortcoming, which often landed him in awkward situations. He was fond of boasting. One day he was sitting in the marketplace, surrounded by several young men. Page number 44. After drinking many glasses of milk, he suddenly proclaimed,
"Why are people afraid of ghosts? I am not. I wish I met a stout ghost. I'll teach him a lesson."
There were murmurs of applause as well as apprehension among the young men. "If you walk alone at night through a haunted desert," one of them said, "you are sure to meet ghosts. They roam there freely. Strange shrieks and moans can be heard all over the place. Travelers have been looted and killed. Would you really want to go there?" Vijay Singh's mighty heart missed a beat or two. Why did he have to boast?
"Yes, I have heard of the haunted desert," he said nonchalantly. "I think it's just a fairy tale."
"Oh no," said one of his admirers. "It's true. This place is 10 miles to the west on the road to Jaisalmer. The landmark is an ugly black rock that looks like the head of a camel. Beyond that, there is nothing but sand and wilderness and, of course, ghosts." Now the synopsis for the next part of the story. Vijay Singh set out to find a ghost in the haunted desert. An old woman gave him a small packet containing an egg and a lump of salt. Vijay Singh met a ghost who claimed he was his friend, Natwar. The next part of the story. Almost the entire village turned up that evening to bid farewell to Vijay Singh, who was ready to set out west. Just then, an old woman came forward and thrust a small packet into his hands. And Vijay Singh started walking into the red sunset of the desert. Page number 45. As he walked, the night deepened. The moon was bright and the stars shone clearly in the Rajasthan sky. Still a few miles short of his destination, Vijay Singh remembered the old woman's packet. He opened it and found nothing but a lump of salt and an egg. The old woman was well known for her eccentricities. As Vijay Singh stepped into the haunted desert, he heard a voice. "Vijay Singh, Vijay Singh, you will get lost in the desert. Come this way. I am your friend, Natwar." At once, Vijay Singh realized it was not his friend, but a ghost. Trying to sound brave, he called back,
"Oh, where are you, my dear Natwar? It's dark and I cannot see you. Come here and show me the way."
Like all good wrestlers, Vijay Singh wanted to size up his enemy. Soon, the ghost appeared at his side. Vijay Singh peered into his face and declared,
"You are just a plain lying ghost. Anyway, Now I don't have to walk all night. I was longing to meet you."
Not used to insults, the ghost was taken aback. People generally started back in horror when they met him. Page number 46. They often fainted. But here was this unfeeling creature claiming he wanted to meet a ghost. It didn't make sense.
"Really? I don't know why you longed to meet me," the ghost said. "That proves," said Vijay Singh in a bored voice, "that you are a stupid ghost. The least a ghost can do is to read a man's thoughts. However, a worthless ghost like you is better than no ghost. The fact is, I am tired of wrestling with men. I want to fight a ghost."
The ghost was speechless. Marshalling his ghostly wits, he made an attempt to look Vijay Singh scornfully in the eye.
"Frankly," he said, "you don't appear all that strong to me." "Appearances can be deceptive," Vijay Singh said. "Take your own case. You claim to be Natwar, though actually you are a rascal of a ghost. If you doubt my strength, let me give you a demonstration of it."